So, Jess, I've invited you here to talk with me about what we women do wrong.
Okay. I thought we were talking about Renee Gutteridge and Cheryl McKay's new book, Never the Bride.
Yeah, but it begs the bigger, like, existential question, don't you think? If you are never the bride, you must be doing something wrong, right?
So you're telling me that I'm wrong?
Yes.
Thanks. And because you are married, you're right?
Well, it took a long time, but yes, I finally did something right.
I think there's some faulty logic here somewhere.
All I can tell you is that at this fine old age of 35, I finally got all the little variables under control, and I attracted a husband. So, here's what I figured out.
I think I have to be somewhere.
No, wait, seriously. There are obvious things like getting in shape, seeing someone about your teeth whitening, hair, clothes, you know. Then you have the conditions you have to set up to make the guy fall in love with you.
Conditions? Like mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain?
I haven't figured out the weather issue, honestly. But you know, being in a place where you can orchestrate how the meeting goes down and in what kind of light he sees you, this is really important to falling in love.
Wait, the light is important?
His first impression can make a world of difference. You need to sparkle like a diamond in the sun. Then there's the positioning of friends and family. Surround yourself with a posse who are committed to making you look good. Look at Posh Spice. She got her Manchester all united.
Sheesh, this all seems like a lot of work. Shouldn't a girl just trust God to be in control? I mean, I don't think I can do it better than he does.
Well, if you want to talk about Never the Bride, that's what the book's about. It's a novel based on Cheryl McKay's screenplay. She wrote the script for The Ultimate Gift, and in it, Jesse meets God personified. Like Jim Carrey and Bruce Almighty, but cuter, I think. And he tells this Jesse to trust him with her love story. She's really bad at the trusting bit. Mayhem and comedy follow, and Jesse must revisit her strategy.
Seems like Jesse veers from this grand plan of yours.
Well, it's a novel with, you know, laughs and romance and redemptive stuff. Life can't be all fiction.
Okay, thanks. I think I'm all fixed now.
Glad that I can help. We'll get that Never the Bride stuff all manipulated away in a jiffy and have you back.